You are wasting your time with me." Mr. Bingley followed his advice. Mr. Darcy walked off, and Elizabeth remained with no very cordial feelings toward him. She told the story, however, with great spirit among her friends, for she had a lively, playful disposition, which delighted in anything ridiculous. The evening altogether passed off pleasantly to the whole family. Mrs. Bennet had seen her eldest daughter much admired by the Netherfield party. Mr. Bingley had danced with her twice, and she had been distinguished by his sisters. Jane was as much gratified by this as her mother could be, though in a quieter way. Elizabeth felt Jane's pleasure. When Jane and Elizabeth were alone, the former, who had been cautious in her praise of Mr. Bingley before, expressed to her sister just how very much she admired him. She was completely captivated by him. The ladies of Longbourn waited on those of Netherfield. The visit was soon returned in due form. Miss Jane Bennet's pleasing manners grew on the goodwill of Mr. Bingley's sisters, though the mother was found to be intolerable. Occupied in observing Mr. Bingley's attentions to her sister, Elizabeth was far from suspecting that she was herself becoming an object of some interest in the eyes of his friend. Mr. Darcy was forced to acknowledge her figure to be light and pleasing, and was caught by the easy playfulness of her manners. Of this she was perfectly unaware, but he began to wish to know more of her.